بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. In short, anfal denotes any kind of wealth that does not belong to a single person or to a single group of people, but rather is public property, belonging to the nation as a collective. There should be some management of this wealth. There should be someone in charge of it as God's representative. Who can serve this purpose? The Prophet, of course. So the Prophet here is not mentioned as a divine messenger, but as a divine ruler. And in times when there is no infallible imam to rule over people, it is the responsibility of whoever is ruling over people to take charge of these anfal and associated sources of wealth. In any case, these sources of wealth, such as mines, forests, pastures, and glades, are considered public property. The spoils the Muslim take from the enemy belong to everyone. The treasures of the kings are for everyone. These are the sort of things that are mentioned as belonging to the category of anfal. However, even though they are for everyone, someone has to manage them on behalf of Allah, and that someone is the Islamic ruler. Who is that? When the Prophet was alive, he was the Islamic ruler. After him, it was the infallible Imam, who was known as the divinely appointed just leader, the one in whose hands the reins of power should rightfully be. It is he who is responsible for the anfal and how they are used. However, this is not the part of the verse on which we wish to focus most of our attention.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
After God specifies the method by which the anfal are to be distributed, that is, in accordance with the Prophet's directives, he says, "So be wary of Allah and settle your differences, and obey Allah and His Apostle, should you be faithful. If you are truly faithful, do these three things. First, be wary of God. Then, settle your differences with one another and put aside your disagreements. For the sake of the truth, those who do not speak the truth will give up their claims, and disagreements between you will disappear. Also, do not become caught up in trivial disputes. Do not look for excuses to fight one another. The sort of people who fight their friends as well as their enemies are the sort who look for the slightest excuse to fight, argue, and bring about disagreements. Allah and His Messenger advise people that instead of looking for reasons to fight amongst yourselves, do not ignore the real reasons why you should fight your enemies. If you want to fight, fight your enemy. Why should you fight your brother? Why should you fight your friend? Set aside your disagreements and put things right amongst yourselves. These are the first two pieces of advice.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.